All right, we'll get started. Today for us, this is a day that we dedicate ourselves to the football. We either call it turnover or no turnover Thursday, depending on how the day goes. So we'll battle for it the whole day. Philadelphia has been an excellent team at the ball. They're plus six in a turnover margin, fourth in the league in terms of their takeaway. So they're also a team like us that has real high regard for the ball. And that might be one of those matchups within this game that's going to be a real deciding factor. So to win the game, you better win the ball. And it's important for us to put that third down work in today. That's real area emphasis on both sides of the ball. So we'll dedicate a number of periods to that. The change from yesterday, Dwight Freeney will be participating in practice today. No other change from the injury report from yesterday. And with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, their special teams. What goes into their number one in field position starts and field position holds?
Both punt return and kickoff return. Mm-hmm. It's the long ones they've had. They've scored on both punt return and on kickoff return. And through Dave Phipps' units, they've been very active, and we love the matchups. Both these teams can really run, and so the field position, the average starting field position, is going to be totally at point in this game. So that's it, the explosive returners, and it's not just them by themselves. They've got a very good core special teams group. Chris Maragos and some of the guys who are really good special teams players are playing at a really high level. But it's those long returns that allow them to be at the top of the league in both returns and kicks and punts.
Your offense has been very good. I know yesterday you said it could always be better.
Yes.
And I know a couple of areas you mentioned were third down and red zone. Any other areas in the big picture?
Those are the real ones that we're, you know, always going to try and emphasize, you know, in the run game. You know, can we make our combinations even better, the tight end tackle, the guard center, those ones, so our balance can get even stronger in terms of the ability to run it and come out. But having a real awareness on third down, and especially in some of the longer ones, to convert better there, and then just continuing to attack in the red zone for touchdowns as opposed to field goals. So those are real areas of emphasis for us. But the run game is always something that each week we really dedicate a good bit of time to, knowing the importance of it to our program.
You also mentioned that there are things that are not in the stats that you look for. Anything in those areas where you say, hey, here's something we can do better?
For us, we always lead with the ball and, you know, the aggressiveness, you know, in the catch, in transition to put it away. So for sure, that's one. We like the different packages that we use. So now that we have some other guys featured, you know, is Perk going to be a part of it, you know, tight end wise, and, you know, the 13 package that we use all three tight ends together. So just the utilization of different guys, we're going to continue to try and attack in that way, too.
Their tight end, Ertz, how does he compare to some of the guys that you've seen this year?
Yeah, he's right up there with him, Vaughn. It's a good question and a good topic. You know, even for missing some time, you know, the targets are still up high. The catches are high. He's been somebody that has our regard. We've got some good ones in our division in terms of the matchups that we have to have. It's not going to be, you know, one person assigned to him. When we play our zone defenses, you better play it close and be able to match closely because the quarterback's got a strong enough arm to deliver it. And then when we do get our man-to-man ops, that's going to be a real factor.
You talk about the man-to-man ops
in
Devondre.
Yes.
We talked about it all season with him. How have you evaluated him in one-on-one situations?
Yeah, he's really came out strong, Vaughn. We put him in a lot of man-to-man, so the times that the ball doesn't go to that tight end is one that you still have to say, did he really do a good job covering? It's the easy way to out say, okay, how many – was he targeted in a man-to-man? But we've played him in some games upwards of 15 and 20 times. So between he and Neal, those two are our biggest factor in terms of matching on the tight end. So they've also used two tight ends at Philly too. You know, Burton's, you know, an active guy. He was a running back in college, good ball skills. He's got quickness. So whether it's two tight ends or one tight ends, we're going to try and match those guys on when we can.
In general, when you've had a player miss the previous week and he's not able to get back by Thursday, do you still hold out hope that a Friday practice could still make him up?
The Friday is a good gauge for us. I believe the one time maybe that we didn't, we did a very limited one with Dwight maybe 2 weeks ago at San Diego, I believe. And his role was so specific or was going to be so specific for the game that we allowed it to carry into Saturday. So I'd say it's a case-by-case basis, but with way more of the arrow pointing. We'd love to see you get some work in on Friday to do some things full speed to allow you to go. So I'd say Dwight was one with a real specific role of a player. I'm not going to call him a specialist, but somebody that this is the amount of plays likely, this would be the role. Could he handle that? For a player that would be counted on to play the whole game, it'd be harder to do that.
talking about turnovers, how many different strip drills do you work on? How often? Where does that come from?
Well, it comes from a real mindfulness to go after the ball. So we talk different ways that you can create fumbles. And we oftentimes, it depends how the running back is carrying it. If it's loose where we can go and try and grab the back tip of the ball, or if it's really high and tight, you know, where do we get our hand in? Sometimes it's a runner in trailing position to go get a shot at the football. It's always, not always, but it's mostly the second player in on the contact that can happen. It might be a player all the way close to falling down to the ground. I think that was a very good example of Trufant in our last game where Winston was close to the ground and he had enough awareness to go take that shot at the ball. The lessons there that you always take the shot. It doesn't mean just because you're, you know, taking a good, you know, rip at the ball or punch at the ball that it's always going to come out. But as the saying goes, like, you'll get none of the ones you don't attempt. So we want to keep ripping at that ball. We forced somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 or 11 on the year. We've not recovered all those, and that's kind of the next phase of that. You know, when you do have, you know, the football on the ground, how do you do it? And then the person that generally gives the ball up the most in forced fumbles throughout the league is the quarterback. So that's why sack strips are a good, you know, where a good percentage of the ball comes out.
Four or five strip drills you work on?
I would say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of four to six, you know, depending. That wouldn't be every week the same one, but they would be part of that rotation.
Coach, with when they put Matthews in the slot, are you okay when you do a man with Poole in there?
Yeah, we'll change some matchups as well as it's going. He is a very good player. Matthews is inside in the slot, one of their highest targeted guys, but you know, Green is also a big guy as well, and Aguilar is the one that has, you know, is built different, you know, the long speed to have. And so it's different how the matchups go when we're playing our man-to-man and zone. We don't always just match up on man-to-mans. We do that some on the zones too, just so you're not, you know, getting the beat on it. But, yeah, you'll see Poole at a couple of different spots.
And your assessment of Green Beck, had the five targets last week but no catches, coaches defending his play early on, still
developing players. Yeah, and we all know, you know, when you get into a new system, how hard it can be to acclimate. But one thing you do know is, man, do you recognize his size right off the bat? And the catching radius for a guy who's got that kind of size jumps out. So when I say he's heavy, I'm not saying he's overweight. I'm saying that's a big guy. And, you know, when you're 185 or 190-pound corner, you know, matching up on some of the big guys, that's the life they live. And in this league, there's a number of big guys outside who we match up on. We got a couple on our own team that our guys have to match up in who and Mo. So they get plenty of ops going against big guys, you know, on our own team. So we like that we, you know, train against one another to help get each other ready to play.
Sproles, what are your rules against him in scrimmage and the punt game?
And he's really been a factor in the run game this year. You know, for years, okay, maybe early on people said punt returner, scat back, screens. Well, I think you'd be mistaken. And, you know, he runs inside. I can remember all the time from San Diego, them running power, and you think, okay, that's unusual. He's a small guy. He was just short. You know, his legs were really strong, and he, you know, broke tackles to go. So we treat him as a running back that can do it all, you know, out of the backfield, in between the tackles. And then in the punt return game, we kick to our gunners a lot. And we've got a lot of faith in those guys to go down and cover. And if they try to put in vice and those kind of things, and that changes how we go about it too. But guy we have a lot of respect for, I can tell you that. He's for sure looks like the same player that we've seen attacking for a long time.
Coach, did you rule out Jacob Tammy for Sunday? I think maybe you said something already.
It's going to be likely. Yeah, I haven't ruled him out all the way, but likely out. Yeah, Vaughn. Okay. Yep. So he's just going to keep working him day to day, but likely he'll be out.
Thank you.